This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Despite consumers facing high prices for meat at the grocery store in 2025, demand for meat remained high throughout the year. We will hear more from Glenn Tonser, an agricultural economics professor at Kansas State University, next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with Acre Edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Glenn Tonser, an agricultural economics professor at Kansas State University, says 2026 could see spending concerns for consumers making an impact on the K-State monthly meat demand monitor.
In December, 17% of the U.S. public told us their finances are better than a year ago. Of course, that leaves the other 83%, and more of them said the same. So no change compared to December 24. But 36%, so over a third of the country, says their finances are getting worse. That is not good. And to drive it home for meat, one of the things we capture is, what did you do yesterday? At home, away from home, skip, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, total that up. Think of it this way, is you could have had pork in three meals, you could have had beef in three meals, so forth. I kind of know that for everybody in the MDM. And you're way more likely to have had any of the major proteins, beef, pork, chicken, and actually fish, seafood, that we track some here, if you tell me your finances are better.
Tonser says that price concerns leading to consumers spending less on food in 2026 is a legitimate concern, but it's nothing new.
If you're out there listening and you're a cattle producer or hog producer, whatever it might be, this actually does matter to your bottom line, because those that are on the bottom side of that K, when you hear the K shape, they're going to restaurants less and they're tightening their wallet, probably rationally, because they're concerned about the future on their finances. And that is a headwind as we enter 2026. But I got to highlight, it's not a new headwind. It was there through a good chunk of 2025. And in many ways, the up part of the K, like the part that folks that are doing better and willing to spend, has offset it in aggregate, right? So we had strong beef demand in particular in 2025, but it was carried by the top part of that K to more than offset the lower part of that K.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.